Welcome to the InnoTalk podcast, where no topic is off limits. Now here's your host, Mind Daddy and Void of Soul. Thank you for coming to the InnoTalk podcast. Boom, talk, boom.
In 3, 2, 1, I almost forgot how to start my show. Shit. I almost forgot. The countdown is over. What's up, Terry and Craig?
What's going on, what's up, Ryan? What's up, man?
Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest, man. We in here.
Get it off your chest podcast.
Get it off your chest.
Am I the only white guy that's been on that podcast? Or
On the actual show, yes. But
all right.
But being like on there, it was another guy. He was a rapper.
He had won a
competition, and he got on there and did a, what was it they called?
It was like a music. It was like a
like a listening party.
A listening party for him.
Yeah. Where was his name?
Pat. Like they call him Pat Two Times out there. Where's
he
at?
I've heard that name.
He dope, man.
He ain't in Columbia. Where he at?
Was he not in Columbia?
I think he in the capital. Whatever the Missouri capital.
Jeff City.
There we go.
I might be off of that too. He might not be in Jeff. He might be somewhere else. He like
St. Joe.
Nah, ain't St. Joe.
You gotta, tuck your chains. I can hear that shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Come on, man. Sound like a battle rapper. Now, battle rapper's chains. You swinging it like, hey, man, tuck your microphone, man.
Shout out to Hill. But yeah, actually, like the first white guy to come on the show and talk some shit with us.
Officially, it was you.
Yes.
And you bought a drink, unlike most.
Hold on, I think your mic's cutting out.
That me?
Yeah, try talking.
Mike.
Yo.
Say hello to the motherfucking show. You know where you at.
Let me try again, man.
You are now rocking with the LS.
Keep going. Yeah, ooh, there we go. Ooh, shit. I almost made love to myself right there. Hold on.
I can hear me now.
There we go.
Right.
There we go. Yeah. That's 10 times better.
All right, that better?
Hell yeah.
All right, sorry, everybody. Yeah. What were we talking about?
The white guy coming on the show.
The white guy. Pat Two Times.
Pat Two Times.
Pat.
I like Pat. Pat was dope.
Yeah, he was good. He's a good artist. Yeah, he's a good artist.
When I was on your guys' show, it didn't seem like you guys are too knowledgeable about the local hip hop scene.
No, still not. No,
that's fine.
Yeah, it just depends. Yeah,
no, nigga, I'm not gonna lie. No, I'm
okay,
not.
I go with that. I'm not with that.
How come?
Because I'm not even in like know the hip hop period, bro. I barely know these new artists. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know,
like
none of the
when some of them like when some of them cross our way, that's when I finally hear about them. And then shout out to the Red Pill. He's been putting me on more Kansas City artists. But other than that, man, it ain't nothing against them. It's just I just ain't checking for it.
Yeah, I can say the same thing. We pretty much come across the artists when they come on the show. Mm. So,
or if somebody playing something, I'm asking who that is. But like
I shouldn't phrase it like that. I'm sorry. Do you feel any kind of responsibility to maybe look more into it and like research, like seek it out for yourselves and do some homework and research and look and tap in more with the city and see what kind of like the local, just seek it out.
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it all depends on what type of field you're in.
Yeah.
Because since we don't really go to I don't really do concerts and stuff like that. So especially on the music side, it's like, I like old school stuff, so I'm 90s R&B. I stick to that shit, so like, I don't really feel the need to go out there and learn who the fuck is Lil Tic Tac. Like, right. I don't really give a fuck about Lil Tic Tac. You know what I'm saying? If I come across his music or he come on the show,
Tic Tac is hard, though.
It can be dope as hell, and I like battle rap, so I love lyricism. So it just depends. But I feel like you'll come across what you need to come across when it shows itself to you. So
like when they come on the show, I most definitely do my homework.
Yeah, your homework. You gotta do your research. Gotta know who you're interviewing.
Listening to them and stuff. But like going outside of that, like
Like
I said, if I like you, I'm gonna go deeper in him. Like, all right, this he's kind of hard. Let me check in some more of his music. I'm gonna do that. But man,
if I'm at an event,
the way my life set up, bro, I don't really be listening to music most of the time. I'm listening to my own inner thoughts, dog. For real. Yeah, I be most of the time my radio is off.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I can't be alone with my own thoughts.
Yeah, man.
Shit start getting a little wild, huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to listen to that bullshit. I just turn it off and just talk to myself. Like, I don't give a damn. Say I'm crazy. I don't give a damn. I'm the realest nigga I know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not calling you crazy. I talk to myself all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
you have to. I think that's how you build your creative thoughts process, like how you go about being a creative, mm-hmm. is talk to yourself. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to create nothing new.
Yeah. So then that's why I come up with all my ideas and stuff, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when I'm thinking to myself.
Maybe I need to think more to myself instead of, I distract myself as much as I possibly can. I have mm-hmm. a pretty boring 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And the cool thing about how boring it is I can put headphones in mm-hmm. like 90% of my day.
Yeah.
And I can do too. My job's so easy and boring. I can do that shit and listen mm-hmm. to whatever I want.
That's what I do.
I like a lot of music, but mostly I listen to like podcasts or yeah. audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. See, when I was like, because I used to paint trucks and stuff, and I'd be in the paint booth. Most of the time, it's either listening to like sport. I used to listen to a lot of sports podcasts.
Right.
Didn't really listen to too many music. It was a lot of sports podcasts. Or I'd be thinking about what topics come up with and what we should do next for the show and stuff like that. That's what, like, them paint booths was my, like, it was my home away from the damn house. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I could actually think in that mug. When you at home and that thinking shit over with.
Why?
You got wife, you got kids, everybody just want to get on your damn nerves. You can't even think for yourself. So when I was in that booth,
that's right, I forgot about
I could
that.
Actually think, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a man of the mystery and the unknown. So when I'm at work, I'm probably listening to some Missing 411, how the hell people disappearing in Yellowstone National Park. Like, I'm on some weird shit when I'm at work. Yeah, I'm more interested in that stuff. If I'm not editing and working mm-hmm. on stuff for the podcast, I'm most likely listening to some like some out there creature alien type shit, so.
Okay, yeah. Not like current, like, have you heard about this, can't remember his name, Riley Stanley, is that it? Riley Staley, he's the kid that goes to Mizzou, mm-hmm. and him and his fraternity went to Nashville,
mm-hmm. okay,
and he went missing. He went to a bar.
I think I've seen a picture about that.
He's a tall, skinny white kid, he's 6'7".
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Listen, that's not even the crazy part. The crazy part, he's like 160 pounds.
Damn. Also, he's skin and bone.
And he just went missing.
And he disappeared.
So he went, him and his fraternity went to was some country bar,
right?
Some country singer bar, and he had one drink and they kicked him out. Like, dude, you are too drunk. You need to get out of here. And so they kick him out, and his friend walks him to the door. I was like, all right, go to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. What?
We're still partying. Mm-hmm. And so he just walks off, kind of stumbling, and nobody's heard from him since. Like, the next day, his friends noticed he didn't show up at the hotel, so they called the cops and were like, hey, our buddy didn't show up. He was drunk. And so now it's a big missing person. It's a pretty famous, I mean, it's gaining a lot of traction in the news, right, especially here because he's went to Mizzou.
You can't miss him. He's 6'7".
Exactly.
How you going?
And he wore like his goofy shirt, like a almost like an old 90s bowling type shirt. Like, it's like brown on one side and white on the other. You know, just a tacky.
And they have no clue.
Why is that always the thing with missing persons? It's like our friend or family member was drunk. We just told him to go back to wherever like we were staying at. Don't nobody try to take him there. Like, it's always somebody that last seen him. Yeah, I just told him walk back down that way to the hotel. We were about two blocks away and they disappeared. Like, it'd be always some weird shit. Like,
right. So yeah. Shit don't be adding up.
It don't be adding up.
The things got too drunk and maybe he got into it with a friend and shit.
I guess because I just know how we are.
Because like, that story? Yeah, you was on the. Was you on that party bus with us?
I know what you're talking about. Yes,
sir. We was on a party bus. Mm-hmm. We was on a party bus, and it was a guy on there with us. He was on there kicking in and jigging. We had got off.
My cousin's best friends.
Yes, we had got off, and then, when everybody got off, I guess he went somewhere.
He got in his car.
Because he was toe up, and then next thing you know, they found his body in the damn river.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because he was missing for a while.
They found his car.
Yeah.
And they didn't find him.
And then it's coming to where they say he went to somebody else's shit. And I think he overdosed and they threw his ass in the river.
I don't know.
Something like that. That's my thing.
He went to what? Somebody else's party or something?
Yeah, he went to hang with some other people. And next thing you know, he found him in the river.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I keep forgetting about that.
That shit was wild, bro.
That shit was wild.
Damn. And it's so crazy because you
were with him on the last night?
Yes. Yeah. And he was having fun. kicking it.
And it was like I said, it's one of my cousin's closest friends. Yeah,
he was real cool.
He has been a friend, like he's been one of my cousin's closest friends, but we've been to other events when he was there. Like he's cool as hell. Like, and it's like just to be around him on his lap and not really realize that until you said it, that's what makes it so crazy.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. And that's tough, man. I don't. That's why you always, when you out drinking, especially heavy, make sure you with somebody that gonna make sure you get home.
Right.
But in that aspect, we was on a party bus. We was all kicking it. We got to the, you know, our party bus in the trip. Everybody get off, go to their cars. I think we was at that realm where.
Yeah, but the thing was, we wasn't too toe up.
Nah, we was cool. Because I think we went somewhere else after that.
Yeah, we went somewhere else afterwards too. But this one of them things, man. You get toe up, bro. Be around the people that you love. You know what I'm saying? Like, he get too toe up. He has. He got stabbed my crib. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going nowhere.
It's been times I fell asleep at his crib. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not leaving until I'm 100%.
I woke up at his house, thought I went home with a bitch. I was like, man, who the fuck? I woke up, I'm like, I'm in a basement? Who upstairs? You know what I'm saying? And then I seen his pillows. I was like, I'm at cuz house, boy. I had to relax. Heart was pumping out my chest. I'm going to explain this to my wife. Oh, shit. I ain't going to tell her.
Dang.
Nah, if she would have hit me up, I would have told her that she's out.
That's it.
I've never been on a party bus.
Really?
Never?
Yeah,
We gotta get one.
All right.
We gotta get one. It's like a club on wheels, depending on who's throwing it.
Yeah.
See, we had strippers and shit on ours.
We're gonna have to get one where everybody loves Raw, so we know that bitch gonna be typed up.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do like a podcast.
Yeah.
A big podcast party bus.
Podcast party bus?
Yeah. Big bodacious booty bitches.
All that.
Benevolence.
All that.
Benevolence is work.
That was a word. I'm down.
All day. Yeah.
Let's do it. How many people does it take to fill that thing up?
Yeah, I think some do like 18, some got like 30.
It's like 20 to 30.
It just depends on the bus. I think the one I had 30, was like 25 people.
30 people on a bus. And all we doing is passing bottles and dancing. And they got the lights going.
Are you stopping at different bars or
you can?
Or is the point just party on that?
We was one. We didn't care to stop it. Like we stopped at Westport, but then nobody wanted to get off the bus. So I was like, "Fuck it."
Nobody wants to get shot.
I'm like, the party stand on this motherfucker. He just like, "Well, fuck." I just look. Nobody want to get up to no club, so just drive us around for this four ass.
Yep, we was lit. Ooh, man,
tip your drivers, y'all. Tip your drivers.
Tip your drivers. Man.
Closest thing to a party bus, friend of mine. And I were drinking, having a good time, walking around the plaza. And this limo pulls up and the window rolls down and it's a car full of bachelorettes. They're having a bachelorette party.
Hey, ladies.
It's basically what it was. It's like, oh, hey. I said, oh, you know, they just went like, oh, what are you guys doing? I was like, we're looking for a party. What about you? They're like, yeah, come on in.
Oh
like,
shit!
Oh, like,
that shit
real?
Don't happen to us.
Man.
It was like a movie.
That's some movie shit. Wedding crashes. Man.
So we get in there, and they're all nurses, and they're all drinking, having a good time, and they got TVs in there.
Uh-huh.
You know what they're playing? You'll never in a million years guess what these bitches are playing.
On the TVs, what they got?
Granny porn. Granny porn. Did you know?
Fuck was they on?
Did you even know that was a thing?
Granny is a category.
Yeah, it is, because I look at it. I'm your auntie's favorite, so I check at that
it,
type of
it
porn.
It is a category.
You know
it definitely is a category.
Hold on, let's get into that real quick.
Yeah,
you watch
favorite.
Granny porn?
Hell yeah, hey.
What's wrong with granny
I watch
porn?
Grandma suck a dick. Hell yeah, I do.
Hey, as long as she's doing it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to kink shame or
look,
porn
man,
shame.
Look, man.
Kink
you,
shame would be
you, like, like he say, when you get to them, when you go down in rabbit holes.
You cannot come back when you go down
and
in rabbit
you,
holes,
and when
man.
You see granny do some things that these young bitches can't do, hey.
Still got it. Titties ain't all over her knees. Mm-hmm. They still kind of perky.
And when I say granny, good. It ain't them. They flabby yet. There's some grannies that still.
How old are you calling a granny?
I'm going to say about 60.
Okay.
Well, we was told last night that elderly woman is, what was that? Was it 60 or 50?
50. So.
Nah.
It was like 53. Talk about Erykah Badu because she's 53
she's 53.
Years old.
She was calling her elderly. Nah, she's still a cougar.
She a dragon.
She's still a cougar.
Nah, she's a dragon.
She's a cougar, bro. She's 53. Still a cougar. It's still a cougar.
So 55 to 60 is a dragon.
Yes.
Cougar
when she's 55,
is 40.
60
is a granny.
Well, we'll do 45. 55 to 60 is a dragon then.
Yeah,
okay.
And then when they get to 60,
you an elder.
Bitch, you just a grandma.
Yeah, you a grandma. Take them benches out and suck this dick, basically. Yeah.
I mean, I'd never seen it. I'd never had any reason. I would never even think about it. But we're sitting there watching, and I was like, I'm not turned off.
No,
I wasn't turned off. However, I've never gone back to look for it again.
Yeah. Oh.
So, but yeah, I guess you're right. Once you go down a rabbit hole, there are some.
It's some shit.
I mean, it's some shit. It's some shit worse than grandma porn. I tell you that.
And they're like, oh shit, I didn't know I was into that.
You get aroused to the strangest things.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought midget porn was kind of weird.
I don't. Because when they got them big old ass, I'm not talking.
I want one, though. Like, I want one. See, I said, like, it's a present. I want a midget. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a toy or something. Like, I want a I can't say little person. Yeah. I want me a little person.
I
want
to toss one up.
Oh, my God. Easy accessible.
I'm not talking about the ones that the woman is just short, but she's considered a midget.
I want a big head midget.
No, I want one that's... I want the ones we see on Instagram. Yeah. I want them.
thick booty bitches twerking. Yeah. I want one of them.
They look good.
She a little bow-legged, but she ain't too bow-legged.
That's all good.
Now, the little people do be packing asses.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, they do.
They really do. That's probably where all the rest of the height went. Mm-hmm. In that ass. Mm-hmm. In that ass.
It's got to be.
They winning. Shit, I didn't win these days.
I mean, if you really wanted one, I've heard. I'm a big podcast.
There's one out here that's cold.
Really?
Yes.
Where do you
Tego,
do you mean?
I gotta go to my guy Tego, because he found her.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to come on this show.
Showed us a video.
So yeah, she showed us video. She got OnlyFans.
She was really thick.
She real thick. I gotta get her name.
Okay, so she's putting that out there.
Yeah. Ain't no wrong with it.
Ain't no wrong with
it. How much you charging, baby?
No.
You guys do OnlyFans, or do you?
Now we're looking for some OnlyFans model.
Yeah, anybody wanna, you know, y'all looking
any
for
any ladies out there?
I mean, do you guys get on there and watch it?
No. Hell yeah, I do.
You do?
I don't. Hell yeah. It's $5.99 a month.
It's one that I want to, but he ain't sent me the link to it.
Why not?
I kind of been
because he gatekeeping.
Yeah, I've kind of been gatekeeping, man. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Because I feel like this with OnlyFans. What are you got to do something so fantastic to make me want to pay when I can look at porn for free?
Fantastical. Right.
So what are you doing that makes me want to come out of my damn wallet to watch you?
And here's the thing. It's like, you know when you get horny, it's like a man's horny has no limit. I kind of feel weird saying horny, but a man arousal has no limit, right?
Once testosterone's a motherfucker.
Until we bust that nut, our excitement and imagination can go as far as you take it. It just depends on who's giving that attention that got your attention to make you bust that nut.
Damn.
So if I'm on OnlyFans and I'm paying $5.99 for a bitch, best believe she's doing something that it's amazing. It's amazing.
Like what?
Hands behind your head, squirting all over your bathroom. I need something that entices me.
This nigga's a freak.
It has
man.
To entice me.
He tell you, once we get to who we want, he gonna get a sex dungeon.
Goddamn right I am.
A sex doll?
A sex dungeon. Dungeon.
Oh, I might get one of those too. You know they're a little expensive.
He said he gonna have a woman with a swing, and all she do is swing back and forth, giving you top.
See, he's saying it, but he ain't putting imagination to it. Think about this. Let's think about this real quick. Use your imagination real quick.
All right.
You got a woman hogtied. She's swinging, right? Hogtied. The only thing that's not like covered up or anything or locked down is her mouth. And you're standing there and pushing her.
Dude, that's so scary.
Think of a water balloon.
You better hope her aim is good.
That's the point. It becomes a game. But when she does hit it, go. She's good.
But what about when she misses? You're it's going to the ER with a broken dick.
Well, yeah, if she got...
Or teeth marks.
You didn't think about that, did you?
The teeth just move a little bit.
We can put a mouth guard on it to make sure that it slides in. Mouth guard. It opens up her mouth. You know them things they be using when
for
you...
dog? No, for the dentist shoes?
Yeah, the dentist shoes. Open up one of them motherfuckers. You put that up in there. Push
all
her back
tongue,
and forth.
All
yeah.
tongue.
I guess
put some lubricant on there.
Where some math would come in.
You would have to calculate... How the far distance you how so, hard so, you push
so
you, her?
So you're gonna have to have a woman you test it out with, because
that's the point.
Okay,
that's the point. And then the latex dream. You have to be. Have y'all seen people like
the latex dream?
Yeah. So what you see this? Like
you want to get
like,
sucked out of in the bathroom thing.
I want to be covered in like latex, right?
Okay. Like I've seen that.
The only like
it's in, like liquid at first. Sealed. It's like liquid stuff, and then it hardens to you like latex. Like,
not that the it's
he
like went,
the vacuum
it's
seal.
The vacuum seal.
Oh shit!
I want to be vacuum sealed with a tube, so I can breathe, and the only thing exposed is my dick. Right? If you're watching this, look, don't knock it till you try it. And the only thing's exposed because you're if you're like I'm claustrophobic, low key. So if I can't move. The only thing I can do is breathe and have a hard on. Do you know the nut that I'm about to bust? That's about to be crazy. All I got is a bitch giving whatever she want to do. She riding, she suck, whatever case may be, and I can't move. I'm suction cupped in leather or plastic. It's plastic. Suction cupped in plastic with a tube in my mouth so I can breathe. I'm fighting for my life at the same time about to bust a nut. There's nothing bigger than that.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
You make me feel so much better about what I'm into.
It gets there sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all him. That's all him.
I love it, though.
We've done everything else. We done gave a bitch back shots. We done got head. We done ate it from the... We done did all the basic shit. Let's go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's go crazy.
I ain't taking it that crazy, though.
I don't want to waste no nut. Like, let me... Let's do something phenomenal.
I got tied up before, and that shit drove me crazy.
There it go.
Felt great.
Okay.
It felt great.
I've never been tied up before. I don't believe the man should ever be tied up. I think the man does the tying up.
Well, yeah.
Well, you got somebody who can ride, you know. Getting tied up and her just bouncing is great.
I mean, I'm
just paranoid. She's going to go through my phone.
That was the thing, too. I'm like, well, this bitch.
Handcuff your ass to the bed and be like, what's your password? Bitch,
I'm
what?
Like, nah, ain't nothing in there. So I'm.
I just don't trust. I've never been able to trust anyone me up.
That would be a phobia, man.
See, what you do with your wife is cool. But when you do it with a strange-ass bitch, I'm afraid you tie me up. You got some niggas about to come rob me.
Hell yeah, and you're going to be missing a kidney by the end of the night.
Right, niggas going to tie you up, fuck you, and rob you.
Trust issues.
Yeah.
But
I did it with my wife, so I was good.
You know, don't get no hooker for the night and think she going to tie you up. And
I can't do the hooker thing.
No hooker.
We feel like kissing hookers in the mouth.
What? You'll kiss a hooker in
the mouth? No. I'm just asking, what'd you feel about that? Kissing a hooker in the mouth.
I don't want to even fuck a hooker. There's nothing. A hooker does absolutely nothing for me.
I seen the dude just tonguing a hooker down. I'm like, bro, this bitch suck dick. That's her job.
For a living.
And you would got your tongue down her bitch throat.
You got like 12 niggas' kids in your mouth now.
That might be his thing.
Could be. I didn't think about that. That could be his thing to get him off.
Could be his kink. That's weird as hell.
He's already with a hooker.
If you got to get a hooker, that's dire straits. That's dire straits, bro. You have no control.
They can trick you. So if you guys are interested, I'm trying to put together a Vegas trip.
I seen that.
We seen that.
So if you guys are interested, I'll shoot you some dates. And like, it's not terribly expensive.
Yeah. What Ross sent to us, this only thing is one. That was my, the one in May?
Yeah, but I think I'm going to have to switch. There's a few people going, and so I got to get all the dates that are going to line up for everybody.
Right.
And it's going to be like a Sunday through Wednesday, maybe Thursday, depending on flights.
Mm-hmm. See, because the thing is, we're going in July.
Yeah, we're going to July.
We're going out there in July. And then the days that Ross sent me, I was like, man, that's my wife's birthday, so I wasn't going to be able to make that. But with the prices, I'm like, man.
I know.
That's
shit,
a steal.
Man. I'm like.
That is a steal on the price.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is tough, because I'm like, shit, Dad. I'm like, I got. Who I send it to? I'm like, man, shit, Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
And but it's then in a good location. It's like in the perfect location on the strip.
Like it's like the Hollywood. Hollywood is like right there. The yeah, Hollywood, right
the
in the middle.
Middle.
That's where we stay when we go. Hollywood.
I love the
and
strip
it's right
so
in the middle.
Much, man. The strip is unbelievable.
I love the strip.
I ain't gonna stay anywhere other than the strip.
This is.
We done learned our lesson.
This year is going to be our first time actually staying on the strip because we usually just stay like in B&B. Like outside.
Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. It's either Hollywood or Planet Flamingo. Hollywood, one of the two. One of the
normally,
two.
We get a B&B. The first time we went, we had a B&B.
Nigga,
that
B&B
was like
45
minutes
south,
away.
A B&B.
Who goes to Las Vegas to get a B&B?
This was our first time.
And I feel like we
was
with
our wives. And then we was like, shit. That was what it was is they lied and said the strip was
10 minutes away.
That motherfucker was like 45 minutes away.
Oh, traffic can be a nightmare out there.
Yeah. It was no traffic.
We had a pool, though. Okay. You know, we had a pool. We had a gas grill.
But the second time we went, we was really actually 10 minutes outside the strip.
We was definitely down the street.
But this year, I was like, nah, fuck that. We staying on the damn strip.
Yeah.
So that way, shit, we just go outside and just walk up and down.
All hours of the night, man.
I still ain't been towards the end of it. You know what I'm saying? I want to do that.
I've been all over that mug.
Once I went to a Taco Bell with a two-story and a DJ, I knew where I was.
I was. I ain't gonna lie, that was lit. It was lit up in there.
It was lit up. We having a party in Taco Bell? Yeah, like, come on, man. You would never hear that.
And we ended up in there on accident.
On accident. I'm in the soft taco, the DJ bumping, his bitches in here. I'm like, nigga, am I really in the building?
Hey, and then we was in there, and we was supposed to be at another club. We was like, shit.
We just came from the club.
I don't think I want to leave this motherfucker.
Some club Tory Lanez was supposed to pull up to. He didn't pull up till 2 in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Crazy. Look, walked past him, didn't know who he was.
That's a small
like,
ass dude, bro. And I thought
short,
I was short.
He's short as hell.
Really?
Short. Yeah. Yes. We walked past him. We was like, it's Tory Lanez right there, bro. Like, looking down to him and his security. Like, damn, boy, y'all tiny in here. Y'all about to go in here in club?
Nigga did two songs and left.
I can't remember what club that was, man. That club
it's like
was bumping.
Like or Aria, some shit
Aria.
Like that.
Yeah. Aria. We was in there going crazy, man. $20 a Hennessy and Coke. God damn.
So there's different ways to get a, yeah, if you're a newbie to Vegas, you got to know that there's different ways to do it as cheap as you can. Like one of the hacks is when you get there and you're staying on the strip, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You go to, if you notice, there's like a CVS or Walgreens on every corner.
Every corner. Everywhere.
Well, you go in there and you get your fifth of whiskey or your fifth of tequila for a normal price. It's like a whatever.
Yeah, normal.
$30 for whatever, you know, $35, whatever you're getting.
Normal.
And then you just drink on that. You go back to your room, get your little cups, fill it up with ice in your drink, and then go.
Yeah, because you can walk around with everything.
Yeah. And so you walk up and strip with your own, with your cheap ass drinks. Yeah. Or most, I think all of the casinos will give you free drinks if you're playing. Yeah. Or if you're just sitting down.
Yeah.
And the better the casino you're at, the better the drinks they wear.
Yeah.
So I always stay, I'm a bougie. I always stay at the Venetian. It's down there.
Pretty fancy, huh?
It's a fancy one. But I get it for good deals. I don't spend, it's for when it's really cheap.
Do you gamble?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, I know people that gamble, they
year.
Get
this
like.
This year I'm gambling, man.
Because one of the guys that we hang with, they always at the Argosy and all of them. Mm-hmm. And they, you know what I'm saying, all of them are connected to some of them ones in Vegas. So he get good
deals. Yeah, but you
want to
stay at those ones.
Yeah, so.
Maybe Harris. Harris is on the strip.
Yeah, Harris is on the strip.
I want to gamble. The most I've gambled was at the airport. Vegas airport.
Oh, that's I gambled.
I won some money, but.
And lost. And said I would never gamble again.
On $20?
$5.
$5? Come on.
I'm one of the ones that I believe I'm going to put $5 and win $20,000.
Jackpot.
That ain't happening.
I know that.
I can't wait, though, man.
Anybody? You guys want another ice cube?
Hold up. I can't wait, though. It's been a while since we've been back to Vegas. So
yeah, so we better have. It's for my little brother's 21st birthday, so we gonna have some fun with him, man.
Yeah, man. We about to kick it.
You can get an ice cube out of that freezer if you guys need it.
I'm good right now.
Mine's still floating up in here. The clearest ice cube in the game. Still floating in there.
You already know. So when you go to like, so when I say the Venetian, I'll say you can sit down. You can just sit down at a slot machine. You don't even have to play. Just sit there with a cocktail waitress, and I get like Patron. Like I'll give me a double.
And they give you top shelf.
That's what I'm saying for free. I'll say give me a double Patron on ice. With a lime, they come out, bring it out, and give them a buck.
That's marketing.
Give them a buck.
That's definitely marketing.
Well, shit, we might have to go down there just for 10. Like, shit, hey, I'm telling you, matter of fact,
more than how much two Patron bottles are at a jackpot.
My little brother gambles, so I'm gonna tell him, let's go down there. Let's go gamble down there. I'm gonna be there.
Well,
like,
Aria's a high end one. They'll probably have good stuff. Okay, Aria's a high end.
What end of the strip is that on? Is that a
which
Venetian? The Venetian.
Aria's in the middle.
The Aria's in the middle.
I think that's the south end.
South end,
maybe. I don't know. It's on the on the far end towards the Strat, towards
That's
wind.
That's where the wind. Yeah, that's what it's.
And we honestly ended up there by mistake.
Yeah,
because
Vegas. You end up everywhere by mistake.
Some guy was working some deals. Like, hey man, we go take you to three different clubs. We're like,
don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't doing that shit again.
Yeah,
we ain't doing that shit again.
But.
We ain't doing that shit again. But I ain't gonna lie, we still had fun, but we ain't doing that shit again.
Yeah, I need to take people that don't know Vegas. I know Vegas pretty, like, how to do it pretty well and cheap.
I tell you what.
I'm a virgin.
Bring a woman with you. You can damn near get anywhere free, you got a woman with you.
Yeah. I mean, we took the
Vegas speaking of the story, I was how we got started here. So I will go there. And I'll sit by myself, and I'll get these pretty attractive women. But women that I know I can pull.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they'll sit down and talk to me. And I'm like, oh, you're pretty hot. And then we'll sit and chat, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out they're a prostitute. There always ends up a prostitute. If you're sitting by yourself and a chick comes up to you, she's a prostitute.
That's the thing.
Which is, like, you say it's too good to be true.
It's usually too good to be true.
One thing I've learned from Vegas, being there, walking the strip. If you see a badass woman walking by herself, she working. If she's walking alone and she's beautiful, gorgeous.
We seen that out there.
Well, there's regular ones too.
There is.
Oh, shit.
But they, sixes. It's like you could tell the one. Well, not today's time. They all dress the same.
Yeah.
They all dress the
same.
But
if they're by themselves, beautiful, gorgeous, she's working. She's on her way
somewhere to go
get a bag.
Yeah, you got to go towards like the bachelorette party. a group of girls that look like they're there to party.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
We just going to go have a good time.
Yeah.
My wife fucking around, see this podcast and be like, hey, so what y'all doing
in Vegas?
What
y'all
going
to do down there? Hey, last time I went to the strip club. I'm mad that strip club's not there no more.
Yeah, man, that strip club was crazy.
In Vegas?
Yeah, yes. We got the VIP package.
Sent the sprinter out for us and everything. Picked us up.
Got in there, got VIP, had our own little section. Had the badass dancers. But me, I'm ignorant. So I went over there to the regular pop where all the ratchets was. And just over there having a good time.
Celebrity strippers. You know, when the DJ got a name for every stripper and they all got a signature move. So every time he call them out, he calling out their signature move. They doing it on stage. Oh. Man, we was having a ball in there. Crazy.
What was your favorite signature move?
I like when it was one chick, she goes up, does the splits on the ceiling, mm-hmm. and then drops.
Drops and flips before she get there. Before she hit the ground.
And they ceiling wasn't like super high. This ain't no Texas mm-hmm. strip club, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't a big building.
Don't bring up Texas strip clubs.
My bad. I can't compare the two. They like.
I'm just saying. Cause
Texas strip clubs are different.
When you see that me and that motherfucker choking a little bitch out, you gonna see what?
She owe you $100. That's different.
Oh, shit.
But the ceiling splits to the floor split mm. is crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When you see a woman
like
do that.
It's like one of them things. Like she drop and then flip right before she got to the ground. Hit the ground and start bouncing more.
Bouncing that ass.
Dang.
And the DJ just hitting the boom sound. Everything, boom, 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 boom. And the lights flickering and shit. I got my little hookah and shit. I'm on top of the couch. I'm going crazy. I'm
Vegas,
like,
baby.
Vegas. Bananas. Man. And they closed down. That was last year they was open.
And then these niggas wanted to go to the strip right after. My cousin on the goddamn corner, man, sleep.
We was at the strip too. We was there till 6 in the morning. Ain't shit going on.
You walk
past a couple places, people still playing mm-hmm. slots. You got the openings and shit. But that nigga was too drunk. He couldn't.
It's shit going on, but it ain't shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like right. After hours going on, but them niggas was telling me $100. I said, nigga, please. I'm paying it this year though.
Yeah,
I'm paying it this year.
Megan Thee Stallion was on top of one of the
hotels.
Listen,
before Megan was Megan.
She was on one of the hotels at a pool party. They was charging $100 a head for guys. Like, these are guys. We seen a whole group of women. It was like, five or six women walked in before us. Uh-huh. I think they were free.
Right.
We came up there. It was like, man, what's the cost? $100. I was ready. I was prepared. Let's pay the $100, me and my cousin, his little brother. I'm like, hey, man, he down. Then he's like, man, I ain't about to pay no $100 to see no Megan, man.
I ain't doing that shit this year.
Nah,
I'm
man.
You guys move different than I do in Vegas. That's for sure.
Man, I'm ready to go. I want to see some shit.
Right, man, I'm doing some shit.
I
want to
see some wild shit in Vegas. Like, some wild shit.
I get it, yeah.
Since we stand on the strip, I'm like, look, we ain't going to be too far from the room, so, hey.
Look.
You know what I'm saying? But just limit the walk.
I want to see a bitch doing the fire shit. Seven a pole down her throat and she butt ass naked. I want to see some crazy shit.
And
like,
I'm getting a picture with her.
Of course,
I'm a tipper too.
Like old Vegas when you go down to what is it called?
What's the old Vegas called?
Fremont.
You go down to Fremont. People got their own little circle and they doing some. We seen a nun down there. She was dressed as a nun, titties out, everything. And we like, is this? Did they approve this shit? Like,
it's Vegas. It's in the title.
Yeah.
Went down there and seen that shit. Some crazy shit. Got some little guys dancing. It's a guy painting. Like, I love going down to Fremont. Like, Fremont is the spot when you go down there. You got to at
Fremont.
Least.
You don't like it? I don't like it.
Why not?
It's
too many
trash.
People.
It's trash to me.
The food is trash.
Yeah,
food is
garbage down there.
We got lots of down there.
I'm a hustler, so I like to see all the hustlers down there.
Yeah, they down there getting their money.
Hustlers making their money, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's one thing I love about it. I always got to go show my support down there.
But I got lots of. We went to a buffet down there in one of the little casinos, and the dude was like, we went in there, everything was just, it felt like an old head cafeteria.
Yes, it felt like we was in
like a dried meatloaf.
A nursing home. This is like heaven for a nursing home.
Yeah, like old people. Like, it was a lot of old people in that motherfucker.
Yeah, they would have enjoyed that shit. We like, man, what the fuck?
We walked out. We walking out. Dude walks up to us. He's like, oh, y'all just came out of there? Did you try the prime rib? It's good. I was like, you lied to me. Ain't nothing in that motherfucker good.
Trash.
How you bad on cold shrimp?
Ooh.
How you fuck up cold shrimp, bro? That's a slice and a clean. How you mess up cold shrimp? Yeah, never go back there again.
Nah.
That was wild.
It's frozen Aldi shrimp.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Some fucking Aldi shrimp. Aldi's been doing their thing lately. Hold on, be careful. They've been doing their thing. They got some good shit.
going there sometime.
I'm not mad at all. These, I do. That's what I can afford.
It's certain things.
Oscar Mayer turkey meat.
It's certain things you can give them all these and savers. It's like the meat, paws, you leave that to the name brand. You need price shopper and get Walmart. Everything else, you get at Aldi's.
Aldi's is good, man.
I get some good meat at Aldi.
Shit, I tried to get
whole
some,
chicken.
I tried to get some meat at
pork steak, pork chops.
I just don't fuck with their sweets. I don't want O's. I want Oreos.
Oh yeah, you're right about that. I don't fuck with that either.
When it comes to their sweets, yeah, I don't. Want they have crisps. Oreos. I want Rice Krispie treats.
They do have Oreos and Doritos there.
They do be having name.
The
brand
original brand
there.
Cheese. Yeah. They got cheese flavor.
They
that's
the real
it.
One.
You don't get no flavor and no variety. Just. Yeah, we got Doritos. It's
we
just
got
cheese,
Doritos.
Though.
Niggas getting Tiger Doritos. O's and shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck is this?
Tiger O's.
Tony the Tiger look like he on crack.
You get loops, not Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys can make the Vegas trip with us, that'd be dope. Because you saw the price. It's just, it's just
I've seen
a quick,
the price.
The price is
just
what
a
got
quick
me.
Few days.
Yeah.
Price is what got me, man. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
It'd be
at
a
all.
Good time.
Yeah. Yeah. It would.
And it would be like using it for content.
That's
all I thought about was just like content
we
going out
gonna
there.
Vlog
because it's just like a quick in and out, but it's just like, man.
I even thought about setting up a table on the strip.
Do it.
Doing a podcast on there.
Don't give out too much sauce.
Do it.
No motherfuckers is.
Everybody can do it.
Do it. I think what they charge
live,
probably
man.
A little nothing for you to put them spots.
Depending
in.
On where
you just go and put a table down on the sidewalk and do it.
Where?
It's Vegas.
I thought they had to pay for that.
Nah, it's Vegas, man. These just do what you want.
That'd be live, man.
And the police really don't trip unless you just been
you
overly
got random
stupid.
People walking. Hey, bitch, when the last time you ate some pussy? And then she walk up, she like, what? Yeah, I love bitches. And then the conversation go crazy.
You know or just
what?
Make a sign on there. Yeah, you know, just a paper sign.
What's
it
the wildest
on, like,
thing you done?
What stays here doesn't stay here on this podcast. Come tell your story.
You're gonna
get
a lot of
and then you just
people.
Get all these people. Hey, what's your weekend been like? What happened? Tell
you
me something
a,
wild.
You're gonna get a lot of NPCs. You're gonna get a whole lot of NPCs walking up to you saying some wild shit.
Right?
I did coke and didn't even pay for it. My friend gave it to me. I ended up here. Like, it's gonna be some wild
shit. Yeah, you can
shit.
Get some wild shit on there.
That's
maybe
bananas.
Someone that can, might go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's content.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get some, you know, people out there. We can all go and do
and that take a little bit of nothing.
Like
all you need is Wi-Fi. Your body.
Well,
you
all you need is hotspot. Everybody got hotspot on their phone.
Well, that's if you do it live.
That's if you do it live.
What do you mean you want to do it live? You can record.
You need a laptop and a mic.
You don't need none of that. If you got a camera, so you need a camera. You can edit that shit later.
That is true.
All you need is your phone and this phone.
Really
there you go. Phone. Look, that's an idea.
Yeah, oh, I've thought about it many times.
Don't think about it. Do it. Fuck it, do it.
Well, yeah.
So don't come back without that content now. You already done put it in the atmosphere.
Well, I want you guys out there, too, to do it also.
We're going
to
try.
I ain't going to say any guarantees. We'll try.
I'm just throwing it out there. And anybody out there listening, if you want to meet us out in Vegas, hit me up.
That'll be a crazy weekend,
though,
man.
That'll
be
a dope-ass weekend.
That'll be a crazy week.
For real, right?
I'm down for it.
From you said Sunday to Wednesday?
Or Thursday, depending on flights. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be down to recruiting OnlyFans models.
When you do it during the week, then on the weekend? Like coming back during the week is like way cheaper.
Facts.
You do ticket yet, nigga? I told you the price is going up.
Hell nah, I got
you
my
need to
go
make it happen, bro.
And, I need to. And it's Vegas, so it doesn't matter when it's always popping.
Yeah,
people are always going out and having
weekend
fun.
Thing. It's not a weekend thing.
It ain't going to a normal city where shit's only happen on a weekend.
Yeah,
it's
like
Vegas,
like,
people are there to party.
Facts. Like we went to St. Louis and he almost got into a fight.
That's not the place to get in a fight.
I almost got into a fight with a nigga that I didn't even know or even the dude.
That's how fights go, right?
Man, the dude, somebody had to piss him off.
I don't know what's wrong.
It's
with
our
dude.
First night down there. We get to this little spot that's kind of like the plaza. So it's
kind of
like
our Westport.
Like our Westport.
No, I say it's kind of, I say our Westport.
Where you got like clubs across
and
the street
like
from each other, bars
everything.
And shit. So we walk in and I'm just like, I hear this dude. We got on all white for one, nigga. I'm not scared of no nigga in all white. but you walk in, he walking or whatever. And we just trying to get to our destination, but we're kind of spaced out. We not all in a group. Mm-hmm. We kind of spaced out. So I'm walking next to my homeboy, and the dude walking and he talking to himself. And he's like, "Yeah, the motherfucking niggas off me, my motherfucking." And he must have looked back, and I'm talking to them, and he like, "What?
Oh yeah,
no,
he's
no."
Looking
he
for
said
something.
He said some. What he say?
The fuck you say?
He said some country shit. He said some shit they be saying in Alabama. When niggas be trying to like be on some shit. He said something. I can't remember it, but he said it, and I was like. What? And he was, What? Oh, stay right here. Stay right here. Nigga, I'm not about to stay nowhere. Nigga, tell me to stay. I'm about to go where I'm about to go. And he walked off into the darkness. So I never seen him again. I'm like, bro, but somebody must have took his drink or something.
This thing, too. We were strapped. You know, we weren't worried about it. We were strapped, too.
Ain't nobody worried about nobody in motherfucking.
But the thing is, let me tell you the craziest thing that happened to me out there.
I'm listening.
Well, we sitting here. We talking shit. We having a good. Nigga, the whole time, nigga, I butt down my wife. While we talking this shit, we like, damn, you see that bitch? Yeah, a big old ass. I'm like, know what
I'm saying? Views and opinions of CJ is not the views and opinions of Teddy Hill's show.
Nigga, I looked at my phone. Nigga, it didn't just say, it said like 20 minutes. I said.
And what she say? You all right? Yeah, I'm cool.
I said, hello? Oh my God, okay, I thought something was going on. I said, she's like, you good? I said, yeah, I'm good. I was like, I put the liquor down. Hey, I put the liquor down.
Hey, if you don't do this when you in the,
but it was in my phone.
If you don't do that
because I was talking to them because me and my brother we had just went to somebody's birthday. It was somebody's birthday. It's a random person. It was a random person's birthday that we went in for free.
Those can be fun.
Whole lot of bitches.
We went in there. Me and him. We buying drinks. We in there kicking it, and then I come back and tell them what was going on. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time, nigga, my damn phone.
Hey, man, there's a whole lot of bitches in there. Yeah.
Done butt out his wife. Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
That's crazy. You really just told yourself.
Y'all both married?
I ain't telling myself because, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody worried about them bitches.
That's what I like about these stories and talking to people like you. When I say people like you, I mean married people.
We're married, man. Yeah. I've been married for
it makes me feel just, I need a reason to hear feel, but I just love being divorced. Let me tell you. It is the life hack of all life hacks. I got kids, but I also like my life. I mean, honestly, I was married to the wrong person. Congratulations, you guys were probably with the right ones.
It happens.
Man. We got our time.
Man,
we got
you know, time. I can go to Vegas whatever the fuck I want.
And do whatever the fuck.
If I wasn't a hookers, I could fuck them.
Right.
Wouldn't even be worried about it. They just don't turn me on.
I mean, we could do the same thing.
Yeah, you can, but you got
I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing, I'm playing.
He's playing. He's playing. He's playing.
Baby, you know I never bring you back. I never bring that back to you, baby.
When you go out of town with your wives, they be up with anything. They be up with anything.
Out of town, yeah, I can see
out of town because it's like, nigga, they don't know these motherfucking women. You know what I'm saying? So
who we bring back to the hotel is the question.
Yeah.
I mean, live that dream, you married people. Look. Live that dream that it could happen.
Shit, the rate I'm going, talk to me in 5 years. I'll probably be right with you. Where we going back to Vegas, Ryan?
Shit, right, I'm mean,
in 5 years.
We knock on wood. I'm
down. Yeah, let's fucking go.
But you know what? One thing I can't say about our wives, they see the goal in hand.
Yeah, man. They
just want to go. We go out against content. They not going to be opposed to it.
Fact.
That's cool.
Because one thing about doing this stuff, we come across a lot of women, and women love what we do. So it's like we're going to always be in an atmosphere of women. They're going to be attractive women. They're going to be some ugly mud ducks, but we're going to be in an atmosphere of women.
That's dangerous, you know?
It is dangerous because mud ducks can suck a dick. But at the same time, there's some good, beautiful women out there that do got some nice lips. Not saying that's what I'm trying to get into, but DSLs. You know, do podcasts.
No, I think you do want them DSLs.
You got to.
No, but I'm saying so.
They make the world go round.
Yeah.
There's always, I've always been around people, especially when I was younger and it was running with a different crowd, but more of like a conservative crowd.
Right.
Or even if you just hear people talking about, oh, how could that guy cheat? How could that guy cheat?
Here we go.
And you'll see people, but they're doing it with like, when Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Pfft, come on, man.
Or I won't bring Kobe Bryant up, but
bring up Kobe.
Bring up Kobe.
Yeah, you gonna be rest, mess in peace, you know what I'm saying? The Black Mama.
Jay-Z ass too. We was just talking about this shit.
We just talking about that shit yesterday.
Hey, these bitches want to listen to Beyonce and she got cheated on, still stay with her, man.
Exactly. Well,
what I'm saying is, all the single ladies.
When you get those people that have just the top-notch, toppest, dimiest of dime women throwing themselves at you all the time, it's hard to just swat every single one away.
Temptation's a motherfucker, bro.
It's like being in Canada with mosquitoes. Like, you're going to smack them all, but not all of them are, you know, one or two are going
to
get through.
I want to go to Canada. It's a lot of mosquitoes in Canada.
Yeah, that's mosquitoes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Dude, I went to Canada. I saw a mosquito so big it had a tick on it.
Oh, damn. Damn, man, that cross that out my bucket list.
Yeah, nah, don't cross out your bucket list because Canada's beautiful.
But I don't do flying bugs, so.
Oh, you don't do?
No, nigga. So we're not going to Canada. Shit.
But man,
that.
Let me tell you like this, man. When you like it's we are outnumbered 10 to 1, 10 to 1.
And women.
With women, it's one man to every 10 goddamn women.
And that's including
and but that's even horizon because then you got your
horizon.
You got your men horizon. Who don't like women.
Uh huh.
You got
a lot of those out here nowadays.
Yeah. You got your man who's so the number is just steady increasing. And it's just like women is like, especially if you're a good man, it's just like, let's just share.
But what do you want me to be if I'm a good man?
That's like, what I'm saying.
Do you want me to just be
temptation?
Do you
want
to be selfish? If I'm a good man and you know I'm gonna be a good man even after the fact, of course, let me go out there and try another type of soda. I don't want to drink water all my life. You know what I'm saying? Let me go try a Fanta. Let me get a Coca-Cola. But I'm gonna come back to that water because that's what make me live.
Yeah.
That's what I need to survive.
He's telling you like you don't know. You can tell your wife.
You know what I'm saying? She gonna be like, what the fuck is you talking
that
about?
That shit easier said than done.
Listen, baby.
That shit is easier said than done, goddammit.
I love water. Water is, we're made up of what, 80-90% of water?
We need water.
Shit?
See, I say we need water to survive, baby.
Yeah.
I don't
sometimes
need,
I need a little bit more sugar.
I don't need soda. I don't need soda, but it tastes good every now and then.
Sometimes I'm
but I need
for
that
it.
Water to live. Fine. You my water, baby.
And that Fanta just so happened to be Big Bertha from down the street to know how to suck a dick in this day and time. Not saying that you bad at it, but let me go test the waters. Let me get a Fanta for a second. Let me pop that can open, taste it, and come back and drink the rest of my water. Get on my healthy shit with you.
Can I cheat on my diet once?
That's what I'm saying. Don't everybody got a cheat day? Is that not a thing?
I'm divorced. Every day is a cheat day.
Ryan, like, I can drink soda when I want to.
Whatever I want, man. I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. Let's take a break. You guys cool with that? How long have we been going, Charles?
Yeah, because I got
a
piss.
We've been going, me too. We've been going strong.
45 minutes. Perfect time. Let's take a real quick break.
Okay.
You ain't got to turn it off, Charles. I got this. It's not my algorithm, my man.
Facts. I got to start using that. That's not my algorithm, bro.
Yeah.
It's not my algorithm.
No, I want Charles in charge of me. You know that
that's
one?
Your song?
No, that's for what Charles? I went for Charles. Yeah, Charles in charge.
Charles, oh, yeah. Charles in charge.
See, when I hear Charles.
Charles?
that on BMF, Charles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Charles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And BMF been going crazy, man.
I know of it. I just don't know it.
A lot of people ain't liking this
season. You didn't watch the show? You didn't watch the show?
This is just dope to me.
I got to catch up.
Maybe it's the celebrity.
What shows are you guys into? Are you guys TV watchers? You're married. I assume you guys watch a lot of TV.
Goddamn right. I got
probably boring
I got Shogun
shit,
right now.
Oh, I just started that today.
Shogun is so
fucking
good,
man. That's what we agree on. Shogun
is the shit.
I just watched the first 2 episodes.
They got like 4 now out. So
they got 4 out.
Catch up.
I'm still on 2. I ain't watched the last 2.
Let me warn all of my listeners and viewers right now.
Talk to them.
It's very good. However,
it is.
I didn't realize there was so much reading.
It is a lot of reading.
There's a lot of subtitles.
I wasn't
going into it thinking that. There is a lot. There's some English mixed in, too.
Yeah.
But be prepared to read. And if you're not with someone that can read fast, maybe
fault.
Don't watch it with them.
Your fault.
Yeah.
Watch
it on your because you got to get the story, man.
You don't
want to
keep reminding this
story,
shit. The story is dope.
But we watch anime. So it's like if you watch anime, then you're used to fast text. Yeah. But if you don't watch, if you're not an anime watcher or any type of outside of English, you don't know how to watch dub or shit subtitles, you don't need to watch it. Yeah, captions. You're not a caption reader. You don't need to watch it because you're not going to get the plot.
See,
this guy getting boiled alive?
What got me is Narcos. I love Narcos, and they used to always have subtitles, so I was like, shit.
The show is crazy, though, man.
So, back Narcos is one.
I ain't watched Narcos yet.
Sopranos. I didn't watch that.
Yeah, what are you watching right now?
What am I watching right now?
Yeah,
watching,
I don't mean all time.
I'm watching Shogun.
I'm watching
the Badlands.
I gotta rewind it to catch up, but I was watching that.
Into the Badlands?
Into the Badlands.
Yes.
I just got put on to that.
What is it?
It's basically it's a storytelling after.
You said what?
Your headphones.
Damn, nigga, I forgot we was recording. You know what I'm saying? But nah, it's a story basically. It's about
damn, man. It's a
how can you explain it? It's like so go back to slavery times, right?
No, don't go back to South Carolina.
Well, you guys do not do this to me on my show. How dare you?
Because you did it to us. You did it to us.
Hey, you know that joke damn near went viral we was talking about with the airplane and motherfuckers?
Yeah.
That shit went when we was on our show.
Yeah.
The little joke we had about the airplane and nigga, it was a thing. But
he like, nah. He like, nah, I don't remember that.
Ryan like, hell nah.
No, I don't remember.
So, Into the Badlands, it's basically, I say slavery times because
they don't have slaves. They don't have slaves.
You have families, right? You have these families, and they got a name for
them.
They
got families who benefited from slavery.
Right. And they have a name for them.
Kind of like America. Nah. I'm joking.
So, they're kind of like, so it's kind of like a world of presidents, right?
Yeah.
You got all these presidents that they can't be touched.
Mm-hmm.
And under the presidents, they have these warriors. Each president has their own. They have their own warriors. They train, whatever case may be. They got territories. So the main character basically is trying to he's done something against his president, which is you're not allowed to have children. So he got a woman pregnant. And in the midst of him getting a woman pregnant, he come across this kid.
Pull out game weak.
For everybody damn near, but you'll find out if you watch it. But it's heavily, it's a lot of karate, it's a lot of jujitsu, it's a lot of fighting. Dope fighting scenes, by the way. It takes you back to like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type shit.
Ooh, okay.
It's really like somebody gliding and kick a motherfucker from 20 feet away and some shit like that. But the storyline, it gets so in-depth because...
That ice is sexy. Just take a second and look down at that ice.
Look at that. Can y'all see that?
That's cute. I can't get over it.
You see how it moves with the glass, though?
I mean, you can see... You can see the floor.
This is when they say chill. This is chill.
You remember the DC glasses we used to get from McDonald's?
Yeah, the Batman.
Remember McDonald's used to give out the glasses, the collection glasses.
How about the sunglasses?
I didn't get. No,
how old are you?
I'm 36.
I'm 33. I remember the Batman glasses, the DC glasses.
Yeah, we up there. DC glasses.
I don't remember the sunglasses
and the gold Pokemon
before your time, slightly before. Way before my time.
I remember Pokemon cards.
Yeah. But no spoilers. I'm just saying, tap into the Badlands.
Into the Badlands.
It's really dope, man.
I'm gonna say to this day, I still watch The Office over and over again.
Okay.
I've only watched The Office once, but it's funny as hell.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's good. Shit, what else I'm watching? Abbott. I'm watching Abbott.
What's Abbott?
Abbott Elementary.
Yeah. Abbott Elementary. What's that about?
It's kind of like The Office, but with a school. Same writer, director. He's just with a
like
school.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kindergarten Cop. Like that shit.
It's not a tumor.
Nah, boy, it ain't.
Grab the cubes. Nah. Like, build the Legos.
It's just The Office is just staying in school.
To the chopper.
Shit, man, that's pretty much it. That's
all I'm watching, sports. Like reality wise. But then you go to the anime side. You got One Piece. You got Dragon Ball Super. I'm into everything, man. So yeah, you get.
There's people that get into anime.
He's one
like
of them.
For real.
I'll watch it and I'll be like, "Oh, that was a cool movie," but I ain't trying to get no series and like wear the T-shirt and shit.
This
you know
the
what
thing,
mean?
Man.
I don't want Gaiku on my shirt.
That's disrespectful. What you just said. You low key just said the name completely wrong. That's disrespectful. You know, Akira Toriyama just passed. That's disrespectful, man.
Who?
That Akira Toriyama. He's the creator of Dragon Ball Z.
What name am I supposed to say?
Goku.
What did you say?
I thought he was trying to say Geico.
Who the fuck is Geico? An insurance company?
The little lizard.
Goku. I said Geico. I was close, man.
You was close.
I was thinking of
Ryu. That's how you know you don't watch it. Because I don't watch
don't
that
want
shit.
The fanboys. Yeah. I don't want the fanboys to come for your top. That's why I say, you know.
Hold on. You think I'm worried about a couple anime nerds coming at me?
Hell no.
Nah.
See.
Hell no, Ryan.
Come at me, fellas.
But the thing is, they not.
Wear your Geico shirt
they
with
not
you, too, while you're talking shit to me.
Charles, he disrespectful, Charles. He disrespectful.
They ain't the everyday nerds that we used to, though. Now it's just like your guy who's the biggest dope dealer of them all. He's an anime fan, bro.
It's changed. It's the norm. It's not something that's, and I hate that you go
because they cartoons for real.
Ah, shit, that's a whole nother conversation. But you know what? That's not my. Last time I did that, I got into it with my cousin, so I don't want to get into that. But at the same time,
see what anime do to people.
I started trying watching it back in the late 90s. I watched Akira back in the day and Ninja Scrolls. Like I got into that shit.
Oh shit.
I got into it. I tried getting into it.
Right, facts.
And I liked it, but also it was this was the late 90s. It was a lot harder to find.
It was.
Yeah, I had to find a VHS
for us to watch in America. Fact.
There was no, like, I had America Online, but I wasn't searching up anime shit.
Shit, America Online is crazy.
I was in a chat room. That's crazy. You know, get my virtual dick sucked.
There was no forums, and the forums going crazy.
It was live chat, you know? Like, my name was Dr. Love, like 7742 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Man, the first chat room I went into, I thought it was a lot of kids my age in there, and I'm going crazy. I'm just talking about regular shit like Angry Beavers, motherfucking what was back then? He-Man. I'm talking about some other shit, and then it's like like I never knew how much pedophilia was a thing, but you'll get random adults coming out of nowhere like, okay, you guys heard about sex? Like, hey, my nigga, whoa, I'm only 7, bro. Chill the fuck out. What you mean sex? Like, it was some crazy shit,
that shit,
man.
Was wild,
man. It was crazy. Okay, chat rooms.
I never put it like that till just now, or it never hit me.
Yeah.
When America Online, AOL,
first...
You got mail.
I was the first person to have it.
Oh, shit.
Like, I was one of the first... Like, when it first came out, I was on there immediately. On the disc. 56K modem.
You had to load internet.
Like, you...
That's wild.
And we thought it was... I was in high school.
Oh, damn.
Probably a sophomore.
Okay.
That's like peak, like, holy shit, you're just kind of learning what jerking off and sex and all that shit is.
Tavia.
And, like, so I think about it now, like, I grew up doing virtual sex.
Sex room? The chat room?
Chat room sex. What do we call that? Cyber sex. I was doing cyber sex back when I was, like, whatever, 16. 15,
do you remember the first porn site you was
porn site?
The first porn site you went to. Cause I got mine locked in my fucking head, man. It's crazy because it was one of the best.
No. No, because it's weird, because like we would get, I don't even really remember when porn videos were available.
Right.
Online. Like, we could get pictures.
Mm. Yeah.
And it would take so long to download. It would be, like, line by line. You had to wait, like, 15, 20 minutes to see, like, some boobs.
Man, that was, like, 2002.
I'm
like,
talking 97. Yeah. Oh, 96.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the internet existed.
That's what I'm saying.
Was. I didn't know until, like, the 2000s.
Oh, no. This.
I think I was, like, AOL 9.0.
I think the first porn site I went to, it was Tavia, but it was on MSN. MSN didn't, I don't think, went live until like 2004, 2003.
I bet you I'm thinking 95 or 96 is when I had AOL.
Damn.
Damn.
So I know.
I thought that shit was new. I'm telling you, I thought that shit was the first thing. I was the first person on the internet. Loading by layers? Like, yes.
When I found out, like I said, it was 9.0, so I thought that was like the newest shit out.
Hell, what was, okay.
Because remember, they used to get them shit to put them on your doorstep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we got, like, internet.
Damn, but we should have our age,
ain't we? We had to load internet. You had to, you know, like the dollar.
And you couldn't be on the
dollar
phone. You couldn't be on the phone while you're on the internet. You got to pick and choose.
Because the internet was connected to the phone. Facts.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, we are showing our age.
See, you little kids today just don't know about the struggle.
And man, the struggle was real, bro.
It's like, it was one of the things we had to tell. We had to tell everybody, hey, don't use the phone. Like, when I used to be at his house, we had to tell our own goddamn grandma, don't get on the phone.
Shout out to grandma, man.
Don't get on the phone. Like, hey, grandma, we about to play this game.
This arrow shooting game where you just
shoot arrows at
balloons.
We're supposed to be watching a goddamn game. And we in there.
Number munchers on a flash drive. I mean, a disc drive.
We in there watching hentai shit.
Facts.
And you better hope nobody calls.
Tavia.
Oh, no, nobody call.
I ran up my mama's internet bill because of porn.
Not only that, my grandma.
Like, because of porn.
My grandma wouldn't accept calls after a certain time any goddamn way.
Facts.
Because you call her too late, she going to be worried. She's like, all right, something bad.
Hold on. Oh, you know, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. My first porn, it just came to me. Because I'm going to show my age. It was Playboy.
Oh, that was yours.
Playboy magazines.
I guess that would have been mine too, low-key.
Mine was bitch.com.
You ever seen a
It was called bitch.com.
Bitch.com.
And then we even had, did you guys, so in middle school, we would call 1-800-BIG-TITS.
No.
Or
what?
I ain't do no 1-800.
And it was like 800 numbers.
On a house phone?
We would do it from school.
After
basketball practice, we're waiting for our parents to pick us up, and the payphones are up there. Y'all don't know about fucking payphones. We'd be like, check this out. You can call whatever, like, 1-800-BIG-TITS or, like, whatever, like, seven-digit name you could come up with sexually.
It's crazy.
It would go to the same thing. It would be these, and you could get like 1 minute of like free chat. Chicks.
Yeah, I remember the
chat lines.
Yeah.
Damn. You guys are too young for chat. 1-800
no, big tits. I did. I remember them.
I never got to do
it. BIGTITS. Yeah. If you come up with anything sexual that comes up with seven letters, It would go to a sex hotline.
Yeah, because that was before area codes.
Hey, if you want to have phone sex, you just throw in some more quarters, and it's like $1.25 a minute or $2.50 a minute, whatever the fuck it was.
The 10 cents a minute.
I'm going to call my brother out real quick.
But the sex checks was crazy.
There was a time my brother did this from our home house. My parents got this bill from a sex hotline.
How much was the bill?
I don't remember, but it was a lot of money.
Hell no.
And I remember getting questioned because they didn't know who did it.
Yeah.
And it's just either me or my brother, and we were about the same age. I'm a year and a half older than him. And they came to me, and I was like, I was so naive. I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea.
Well, right. One of y'all was on here and then they found it,
and then they... And what they found is, so those companies were recording it.
Yeah. Yeah, they was recording it.
They did.
And so my parents were like, well, let me hear it.
Because
I got to hear which son of mine was doing this.
Because
I
got to
be like, yo, you can't be charging up $200.
What do you want me to do to you, Jason?
But then you just
my penis. Your penis.
Yeah, exactly. What's a 15-year-old boy saying
at that age? Like,
I would love to hear that of my brother's 15-year-old sex chat.
Mom had to listen to that.
That's how they found out it was your brother?
Yep.
Ooh.
And your mom had to listen to that shit.
My mom or dad. Probably my dad.
Your dad? Oh, shit. That's
See,
even
the
worse.
Thing, the thing was...
You're a little freak, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're a little freak.
See,
go cut that grass, motherfucker.
We got an ass whooping. We all got an ass whooping.
Hell yeah.
She gonna assume we all doing it. We all had to take that L.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And then when we all got behind, I was like, which one of you niggas did it?
Actually did it, bro.
Like, which one of you niggas actually did it? And then niggas
like, you know
confess.
What? I was testing the waters.
It's too late. We already took the ass whooping. Like, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't about to go around and tell no more so you get an extra ass whooping.
Facts.
Even though we wanted to. But it's just like.
Yeah, everybody got ass whooping, bro.
Like,
it
didn't
matter
what
it was.
We from an era, we used to hide our DVDs under our bed.
Shit, you remember porno DVDs? Backdoor Sluts 9?
That's South Park, by the way.
Man, that's some bullshit.
That's how it was booty talk. It was booty talk. If you had
booty
a porn, it was booty talk. You had a volume, it was booty talk.
I had Bubble Butts, Volume 22.
Oh, man. I'm talking Lacey Duvall, like real porn stars.
Talking about Pinky before Pinky was putting bitches on.
We talking like the real Pinky.
Any of these people?
You
are.
Don't Pinky?
These are porn stars. The original porn stars.
Miss Jade,
Sydney Capri, like the oh damn. We
I'm
know,
not a big porn
know.
Guy.
Oh shit! I used to beat the shit out of my goddamn.
I'm not a big porn guy. I've got a really good, vivid imagination.
Oh shit! Okay.
And again, I've been jerking off before the internet,
I
wasn't using magazines because you're just gonna look at a static picture.
I couldn't imagine jerking my meat to a 2-bit picture. Like,
nigga, you don't know what
2-bit is crazy.
You don't know what you try. You don't know what you try.
I'm talking about you see the pictures.
See, let me tell you something. When you're looking at the pictures, that's when your imagination, your imagination go crazy.
I can't. I need to.
Shit, I did.
I use my imagination for real things that could actually happen with real people I know.
Well, I wouldn't get no ass, so
I
have what I had.
Y'all remember?
No,
the...
even if you're not getting ass, you can. There's that chick. You're like, you know, there's that teacher.
I didn't have
that. There's that teacher. Like, man, oh my god.
I was a weirdo, bro. Like
Miss Jennings. Like, I see the way you look at me. I see how you're wearing those tight jeans. Like
you smashed the teacher.
I wish I did.
You see the times today?
Hell nah. These teachers now today are fine. Back then, hell nah.
These teachers are giving it left and right to the students.
Miss Max was my boy. Fourth grade, fifth grade teacher.
All right, I gotta say
that bitch was huge, humongous.
It's a different. there's a lot more, I think, younger people doing it too, like younger teachers. Like they're getting out of this shit like 20, 21, 20, 22, 22, whenever they're getting out of
college. No wonder why they're fucking the students.
The teachers
and
assistants.
And the students are like 17, 18. And a lot of these dudes, so I'm a mailman by day. And sometimes I deliver school, yeah. Sometimes I deliver to a school, a high school, Lee Fair. Summit. I used to deliver to Lee Summit West.
Okay.
They have a badass football team. Mm. Yeah, and you go in there to deliver the mail, and you see some of these football players like, God damn, that's a fucking man.
Yeah.
Like, you're
these
fucking,
kids nowadays?
You're 6'6", 250, like I'm shredded. 5'9". Walking around like
5'9 was the norm. Now these kids are like easy 6'2".
These kids coming out 6'2".
Like these big football
and
schools.
And they muscular. They not like just.
No, they're they're hitting the gym. All and they got fitness training.
Yeah. I pop one of you little motherfuckers, but I'm saying.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you, little
nigga. My son is damn near bigger than me. My son 270. Big boy.
Damn.
5'10", 5'9". Big boy. Like big. Bigger than me.
What's he do?
Football.
Of course.
He play football.
Good.
Yeah, he play football. When he wants to.
Yeah.
don't say that. Hey, daddy told me to do it. Nah, when he wants to. When he want to play football, he's a football player. But he's a big boy, man. Lineman size. And I know he's going to be bigger than what he is now. So I'm just like, I done instilled that fear in him early. So when he get 17, 18, they know I'm going to try my daddy. Nah, bro. You already done caught. You already done caught that.
No matter how big my kids get, like, I know where to hit you at.
Yeah, thanks.
I cut up your circulation. Try me.
Listen, yeah. I brought you in.
I'm just going to hurt their feelings.
I'll take you out.
Before they can even come at me, I'm there just going to hurt his feelings.
When we hurt feelings.
These kids are big, man.
When
you
hurt feelings,
they want to
attack. So when you attack, I'm going to put you down real quicker than you think.
Yeah.
As you know, I get deep with my son, though, like on shit like that. Like,
my son's going to be bigger than me.
And that's yeah, I'm bigger than my
son
dad.
Is bigger
so
than
I know
me,
he gonna, he's, you know what I'm saying? I already know. So
I don't know. I never knew my real dad.
Oh, shit.
I wonder if I was. I don't know.
His name is Eric. He lives in New York. He didn't mean to leave you.
His name is
Mark?
Marvin.
Marvin is crazy.
And he's dead.
Oh, shit.
Rest don't even worry rest about in it. Peace. No, he's a piece of shit.
Oh, well, in that case.
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck you, Marvin. I've said that a million times.
Well, now when we hear fucking Marvin, we know where it come from.
Right. Fuck you, Marvin. Damn. Did you know him?
Not really. No, not at all. I mean, he left us when I was like 3 or 3. I didn't ever know.
So you didn't ever get a reason or like what is the shit people be
closure.
Getting? Closure? You didn't ever get closure with that?
It was never really a thing to me.
You didn't care?
I never knew. I was raised by a single mom and never knew him.
Facts.
Because he left when I was 3 and a half, so I never have any memory of him.
Yeah.
So I didn't know life any different.
And I like that. That's
and then my mom got... remarried to my stepdad, who's like my dad.
Your dad,
like, that's
yeah.
my dad.
That is your dad. Fact.
But yeah, for a long time I was and then I found out he died when I was like,
so
yeah,
it didn't really, it didn't really faze you. So
nah,
yeah my dad.
No, he never gave us no money, no cards, no nothing. Just like straight up,
man.
And that's real life.
Fuck all that. Give me your time.
Give me your time.
Give me your time. We can't take away time.
And one thing I love about us, we're not like none of us are like deadbeat dads. Like we all got our children.
I love
in our
being
lives,
a dad.
Man. I love it. Man.
I joke about being divorced, but I was saying earlier the hack to life.
Yeah,
is being a divorced dad, is because I get my kids about 50% of the time. I get them tomorrow, and I have them till Sunday morning.
Facts.
And I'm daddy. Like daddy. I have my dad. Like this, you know, ups above the studio here is like dad time. I got their rooms, then my kitchen, living room, all that shit up there, and I'm on dad mode. And I love being like, that's it. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
But then when they go back to their mom, I'm like, yeah, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I
want to
do
baby.
It. Oh, you've been with your dad this long, huh? You want to just do what the fuck? Nah, yeah. Mom, it ain't about
it's
that.
It's Wednesday night. You want to get drunk? Yeah, hey. You think I could have? Yeah,
and you don't take shit for granted when you're a father, man. Like I come home, when nobody else in the house. I got a 13-year-old. I got a 17-year-old. I got a 5-year-old. Nobody in the house, and my wife. Nobody in the house to say, "Hey, daddy, how was your day?" Besides my 5-year-old. My 5-year-old hits me at the door every day I come home from work, and he's like, "Daddy, how was your day?" I'm like, "Man, it was boring."
Damn,
he say every time, "I told you if it was boring to stay home." Well, man, I can't stay home. I got to make sure you got a spot to. You need to be able to do everything
you
that
need to
you're
have
doing.
A home.
Yeah, but the fact that he does that every day, man,
that's
it's like
cool.
you never know.
I definitely don't get that shit.
You never know the little character
that
you're
that
building,
back. I take
bro.
That, I take
like,
that back.
You never know, man.
See. Cause I got 2 children of my own, but we got our niece and my nephew.
And his nephew, yeah.
And but my little niece, she just reminds me of my daughter at that age.
At that age,
she just so clingy towards me. She does. She does talk to me and ask me stuff. And
she pull up on you when we playing the game.
Yeah, right.
Kids are the shit.
They the shit, man.
She every morning she makes sure she finds me, give me a hug and kiss before she go off to school.
Yep. That's why I don't understand these deadbeat ass motherfucking daddies.
Understand them niggas.
You niggas that ain't in y'all child's life. I ain't gonna go too fast. I'm gonna slow down.
100%.
Yeah, you want to say you a daddy, but you only got your kid one time out the year. Fuck you.
That
you
is what like,
you try. Get
out of here, bro.
Like
that's weird. That's some
it
weirdo
never
shit.
Hit me. Like I didn't. Like I said, I never give a fuck about my biological dad.
Right.
But then one day when my son was like 3.5 or 4, like about around the age that I got abandoned.
Yeah.
I get home from a long day of work. I open the door. And my son sees me, and he runs towards me with his arms open. Daddy!
Yeah, you light his world
up. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I would have, I guarantee I did this to my dad.
Yeah.
I was like, how does a man or human being leave that?
You,
like, what is it? Like, I understand selfishness. Again, I'm divorced. Like, I get my selfishness when I don't have my kids. But, like,
to you gotta say when like, you don't have them,
you gotta really be so, a soulless individual, man.
Yeah,
to not
I don't
hear about
get
your
it.
Kids, man.
Like, I don't get it.
But the piece of you that you've made,
it's like when I could take my kids to the park during the week and all that shit, and I'm just like, damn, bro, I never got that experience growing up. It's like when I went to the park, shit, nigga, I'm with my brother, we with our cousins. It's like not your dad taking you to the park and shit. How can you choose another life?
Over your children. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
And it's like, once you have kids, your life is over. And I ain't saying
and
that.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
That's what, I'm not saying that to the extent
I'm
of,
fine with that.
Oh, I got to stop doing what I'm doing. I'm saying that to the extent of, it's not about you no more.
Nah.
It's about your next era.
But one thing I will say about our generation.
Yeah.
With children.
We the
ones. And this is the thing. Hold on, because this is the good and the bad.
Go ahead.
We provide for our children.
Facts.
Like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
They don't need for nothing. But
his Mr. T starter set is going off on
yeah, I know. I'm trying to stop it.
He about to snap
I'm
in a minute. I'm trying to wait for it.
But the thing is like.
They don't want for shit, but.
We don't always give them the time that we need.
Facts. That's real.
We're there.
Uh-huh.
But some of the times when we're not there because it's like, nigga, we're still young. We're still young, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a homie of mine that said that shit. And I really had to look at that shit like, I'm there.
But I'm not there.
But I'm not there a lot of the time.
Yeah. It'll snap you into reality real quick, man.
I get him all that. I talk to him in there, but I'm like, I just like, damn, when the last time I actually took my kids away?
Nick, my son did something, my 13-year-old, he did something along the lines of, to my wife, it wasn't a big deal, but to me, it was a big deal. This was the other night. And I just got home, did the podcast or whatever, went home. I'm chilling. He up. He out. They all, my boys always wait for me. My daughter, she's 17. She doing her own life.
Right.
But she like Drake tickets. I did that this year. I'm cool with that.
Nice.
But my boys, they walking around and my wife is laying down and my son coming there. And she asked him something. He was like, yeah, mom, I did that on God. I said, what the fuck you say? What the fuck you just say? He like, what I do? I said, but don't talk to your mama like that. She ain't your friend.
I tell my nephew
any type of slang, you don't do that to, no, you don't say that to me or your mama.
But
your friend.
I do that to my son. He's going to call me bra one day. It's
like,
whoa.
We get pissed off at him.
Say that to your brother.
We have done that before. All of us, we have done that before to our parents.
Facts.
We done said some slang shit that they didn't need, that, like they knew about, but they're like, man, why the fuck is you saying
but
that?
But the crazy part about me and you is our fathers wasn't in the space of our mothers.
Right.
So it wasn't like, nigga, my relationship with my dad was not with my mom. My relationship with my dad was my dad individually, my mom individually.
Right.
My dad and my mom went together.
Right.
Yours the same way.
Yeah, right.
So it's like.
That's what my kids are doing.
There it goes. So it's a different type of feel when your dad is in the house with your mother. You're going to hear different stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't there, my wife would have let that slide. It ain't saying that she's a bad parent. It's saying that this is my boy. I'm used to where he get into the life. But the fact that I'm there to stake the. I'm there to put the pen down.
Like the shiesties.
Like, hey, bro, you chillin'. Yeah.
I know, them shiesties don't fly in my house.
My son had one shiesty. He ain't wore it to this day.
Nah.
Take that shit off.
I said, what the fuck do y'all need these for?
It's a what? What's a shiesty?
A shiesty?
Those masks.
You seen them.
Remember when the ski mask?
A ski mask.
Remember when COVID hit
heavy? See, it ain't your three hole ski mask. It's a ski mask that just cover
your
head. All you see is straight eyes.
Your eyes. That's
oh,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was one of them
things. Cause they kind of shiesty because Pooh Shiesty actually reinvented
it. And they took advantage of it because they took advantage of it during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So the mask was going hot. People selling them in the hood.
So nobody was tripping on them shits. But now these niggas wearing them shits in the summertime.
They robbing. They stealing. Yeah. They stealing cars. They doing everything with the shiesties on because ain't no.
Not only that, it's a fashion thing. It's fashion.
It is a fashion.
It's just fashion.
The rap, and especially in the rapper world.
Yes.
Yeah. You see motherfuckers with pink ones on with the I've seen a lot of rappers.
Have you seen white dudes wearing the shiesties?
Yeah.
It's not just black kids. And I'm like, what the fuck y'all need these on for? Unless you doing construction in the wintertime, why you got a shiesty on?
I had one of my employees.
They're wearing them in Haiti right now. You guys paying attention to Haiti?
No.
They going crazy though. Haiti, Jamaica.
No. Haiti specifically has fallen.
Yes.
Literally.
In regards to crime, right?
The government has fallen. Everything has fallen. It is fucked. It's pure hell right now. There is nobody in control. There's gangs here that are leading shit. They're murdering whoever the fuck they want when they want. There's no police. You don't have to.
Is Haiti considered a third world country?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
How many other countries?
We're part of it. USA has part of this. Reason why they've fallen apart. They backed the prime minister, who's this neurosurgeon that they kind of implemented a few years ago. And now it's gotten crazy.
It's a whole bunch of bullshit.
It's a shit show.
So the prime minister went to Kenya. He's trying to get police to come help, but that's not, and then while he was in Kenya, the prime minister said, "All right, I resign. Stop killing people." And it's basically all these fucking gangs
just taking control of the country
however the fuck they want.
Yeah.
The main dude that's trying to take control, his name is Barbecue. And he's there's rotting bodies in the streets right now.
Damn. Yeah.
There's starvation.
They're trying to make a statement.
Like thinking Mad Max.
They're trying to make a statement.
They're just trying to do whatever the fuck they want. It's like imagine if our government crumbled and all of a sudden there was no government.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden people are like, oh shit, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Yeah. Well, we're gonna do like the bad guys.
I feel like we're armed, it'd
be different in this country because everybody, a lot more people are armed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's in a country where just the bad guys are armed, who do you think is going to take over?
It's the public. It could take a place like China that go over there and take.
But everybody be surprised about civil war, man. I'm trying to pull so I got more space. But I'm saying it's a lot of, like, people don't understand what civil war actually is. Civil war is your own people fighting against the government. So when you got
no government. Each other, nigga.
Each other, yeah. So
it got to do with government.
If you got
shit.
No plan or no rule in place, what are people going to do, man? They're going to go to their instinct. They're going to try to take control of their environment. So if you got this place over here trying to take control of this place, but this place is trying to fight, now you got civil war. Now you got all these people that are in the same country fighting against each other.
Well, it's all about resources.
It's all about resources. What do you got more than I got? That I need to get.
You better hope you have the most bullets.
Facts. And I'm going to get it regardless. And if you in the way of me, best believe we locked and loaded. So you better be locked and loaded too. So it makes sense.
So we live with America.
It makes sense. And you know what? I feel like America, I feel like we tried to force a lot of civil wars. It just hasn't happened yet. But it's going to fucking happen.
No, it ain't.
We the land of the too free. We too free over here.
We too free.
We too motherfucking free over here.
They're trying to take that away from us slowly.
Exactly. So it's going to happen, bro. Once some sort of jurisdiction is put in order that motherfuckers don't like.
When that happened, I just hope
Starbucks is closed. Everybody's shooting up shit.
Here's the thing. It's not going to happen overnight.
It's not.
Going to slowly happen. And facts. I've talked about this recently, but I am fearful that we are going down a path of that.
We are.
Even just today, they're having a free speech battle with the Supreme Court. And the newest Supreme Court judge, Ketanji Brown. Something like that. She can't even define when she was asked, what is a woman? She couldn't answer it.
Here we go.
And now she had a...